oil.
Oil.
Kerosene oil.
Kerosene oil, I see. And you had to go to buy that at the stores?
No, they got a station for that.
I see. Mm-hmm. And they still have those stations for the...
Pan Pasha, they got it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see. So, do the children seem any different now to you than they were when you were young?
Yeah, they're bad.
They're bad? Yeah. Tell me about that.
They swear too much.
Uh-huh.
And they don't hear their parents.
Uh-huh. They don't mind their parents?
They don't study their parents' point. They don't grow their life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's absent now.
Uh-huh.
And they're all in the road.
Have you had some bad experiences with them?
Yeah, they don't like them.
Tell me about it.
They swear too much.
Mm-hmm.
When the parents want to help them, they don't know about the parents.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They use bad language and just and do whatever they want.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But how about the government and the life? Is life better now than it was when you were young? More comfortable?
No, most now. When you're small, you're better because you get farmland, farm water, farm this and farm that.
Uh-huh.
But now everything costs money.
Uh-huh.
Everything expensive now.
Yeah. I see, so it's really too expensive.
Yeah,
okay.
Everything gone up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So it's harder now.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
Yeah.
Things are harder now than they were when you were...
Harder now,
uh-huh. And you can't, it's hard to grow things for yourself too, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did one plant food now, look, once ago.
Uh-huh.
Once ago, the people used to plant food and things, but not now.
Uh-huh.
Plant canola, ice potato, and nuts, and cassava.
Yeah.
And pumpkin and things.
Yeah.
But nobody ever got to spoil it now.
You can't do that now, huh?
No.
This just isn't an opportunity for that.
Yeah.
But you still raise, and you don't raise animals any longer.
No, don't need that long term.
Because your eyesight, is that why?
No,
too hard to see what you're doing.
So don't need that long term.
Yeah. You did that. When you did raise hogs, how did you, tell me about that.
You got to get food to eat.
Yeah.
Oil meal, water, wines.
Yeah.
I forgot potato, give them and hog meal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they eat hog meal sometimes.
Yeah.
They're bush.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And how about slaughtering them?
You give them water, molasses water.
Yeah.
Some of them use the pure water.
Uh-huh.
And some of them drink the molasses water.
I see.
Yeah.
They like molasses water. Yeah. What about when you killed them? How did you take them to a butcher?
I used to butcher them.
Uh-huh. You butchered them yourself?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about that. How'd you do that?
You put on the water to boil in the oil pan.
Yeah.
And when you hot, you ain't supposed to boil up. When you hot to something, tell me to steam.
Yeah.
But that time you don't butcher the hog, you don't cut it short.
Uh-huh.
And then you put a back pan it.
Uh-huh.
And then you throw the water pan the back pan the hog.
Uh-huh.
And then you take out the hair with a spoon. And then you scrape off everything.
Uh-huh.
Then you take a razor and you shape it out good.
Uh-huh.
Then you bust on the belly.
Uh-huh.
Take out the belly.
Uh-huh.
And then you cut up the meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call the
chest?
Yeah, inside. Tell me about some of the different things inside the hog.
The belly.
Belly?
Yeah, and the liver and the light and the heart.
Okay, and what else?
Nothing else in there.
What about the intestines?
Yeah, and
you call them anything?
The strong.
Huh? Yeah. Ever call them chitlins?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that word?
It's strong in them. They
strong.
Got strong.
Yeah. Strong. I'm talking about the intestines, the thing that comes really long.
Yeah, the strong. That's the strong.
Uh-huh.
So you pull it out and it comes down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. And so, how many of you did that when you slaughtered hogs? How many did you have? You always had to have somebody helping you, didn't you?
Helping.
Helping you.
Yeah,
assisting.
Some people.
How big were these hogs?